Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. The Nashville Predators taking on the Dallas Stars tonight for their first road trip of the season. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Preds TV analyst, the legendary Terry Crisp. Crispy, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, we're back into hockey again, and the fellas are on their first road trip of the season. And lo and behold, arch rivals, Dallas Stars, who don't like us, we do not like them. Oh, and by the way, they were Stanley Cup finalists last year, knocked off by the powerful Tampa Bay Lightning. So it should be a good test.
It's absolutely going to be a good test for the Predators. And Crispy, based on the three games that we've seen so far, what have you liked about the Predators and what they've brought to the table through the first three games?
Probably speed. Speed jumps out at me. All the games we've played, the guys have been skating up and down, up and down. That game against the Carolina Hurricanes is one of the best games I've seen for speed by both teams. I mean, attacking, getting back and defending, doing all the things you're supposed to. And then also throw in goaltending at both ends of the ice. So far this year, we've seen some pretty good hockey. The other area I liked about our guys is that they seem to be in a mold now, a mold where they're doing the systems they want. They're working. Each time you can see the continuity on the power play, trying to make it click. They keep doing it, and it's going to work on their penalty kill. I think Coach Hines has gotten through to them that, hey, if we're going to win and we're going to do it, we have to do it as a team with our system, and every night the system has to work.
So Crispy, we've talked a lot. The phrase has been used a million times, harder to play against, but it sounds like you're saying maybe this team also needed to be a little bit more organized, a little bit more committed to whatever the system was in place. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Let's be honest. Each line is not built the same. Each line doesn't have the same amount of talent or skill on it. But whether you're classified first, second line, third, fourth line, you have a job. You have a way of playing out there, and you bring that game every shift. And I'm seeing that now. I'm seeing the third and fourth liners doing what they're supposed to do, the first and second kicking it into gear for us. And the other night, I was pleased with the effort we had offensively against a very, very good Hurricane team. I'm telling you, the players too, almost to a man, said they should have won. And that wasn't just mouthing platitudes. I feel the same way. We had more scoring chances than them, more point blank scoring chances than the Hurricanes. But again, I'm going to belabor the fact that those chances are all well and good, but we have to finish. We got to bury the chances, point blank breakaways, nets with just you and the goalie. We got to put them in.
Crispy, another thing I've noticed through the first three games is the physicality with this group. A little bit more physical of a group, I think, this year as well. Not just with guys that you expected, like Borowiecki and Benning coming into the fold, but also, I mean, Johansson's played a little bit more physically this year as well. What have you thought of the physicality from the group, and specifically with the new guys like Borowiecki? How much of a benefit do you think that element can be for this team as the season goes on here?
Huge. You've heard me belabor the point that we got running up some buildings. We got didn't answer the bell. I go back to that playoff series against the Dallas Stars. I was mad for a whole summer over that, over the, what happened and the results of that, and we had to get tougher and stronger. So David Poile agreed with it, went out. Coach Hines agreed with it and went out and got the players. And you know what? It rubs off. Enthusiasm rubs off. Grit rubs off. And you look at Olivier coming up from Milwaukee and the new players you mentioned coming in, they're there. And I like exactly what I see from them doing it. So, yeah, you know what? We're a stronger team, tougher to play against. That's what I'm looking for.
And, of course, you know, got to have the scoring, Crispy. We know what that top line can do. So far, I've liked how Deschene and his line have looked. Granlund, of course, now back in the fold. What do you think so far of that line and where it's going?
I like it. I like the chemistry. I like Hall over there. I like Deschene. Deschene is really flying. I mean, he had three breakaways, four or five good scoring. He's going to put them in. He's too skilled not to. Cunning on the other side, he goes where angels fear to tread. He's in there. And everybody says about Granlund coming back, that's going to be a help. But I don't think that Coach Hines is going to hand him the job with Duchesne the way that Holla and Cunnan are playing with him. So that'll be interesting to see what happens too.
Crispy, as you look at goaltending through the first bit here, obviously Saros has been incredible. I thought Pekka played really well against Carolina. What have you seen out of the goaltending so far? And if they can continue to play close to this level all season long, how much of a benefit for that is this group? How much of a luxury is that when you look at the rest of the league and having a two-goalie system that can work this way?
Huge, huge. And all I do have to point to is the schedule. We're going to play each team 8 times. You're going to build rivalries. They get to know each other so well. The players know the goalies. The goalie know the players. And Coach Hines has said it continually. We're going to need two goalies, back-to-back games, one time in between the games. They're crunched. They're shoved in there. We're going to need two, and we're lucky. We are blessed that we have two good, solid goaltenders.
I think, Joe, did you leave? There you go.
No, sorry. No. Sorry about that. Crispy, go ahead. Go ahead, Robbie.
Crispy, last thing for you here. As you look at the game against Dallas, you've been around for a lot of rivalries for the Predators, a physical one against the Ducks, kind of a different style against the Blackhawks and the Red Wings. What do you like about this rivalry from Dallas? Where do you think it ranks in terms of rivalries right now for this group of players?
You know what? Last year was tough. It was miserable going. I'm looking over Dallas's lineup now as to what the guys have, like Sagan's out. I see a lot of unfamiliar faces in their team that we went up against the year in the playoffs and whatnot. So I still see some of the guys like Pavelski's there, Ben is still there, Hintz. They got some good young guys. So I expect that, they're a Stanley Cup finalist. They're not going to ease off the pedal. I expect a tough game against them.
Preds TV analyst Terry Crisp has been our guest here on Robbie and Retro. Crispy, great stuff, and man, appreciate you taking time to join us.
Thanks, guys. Y'all stay safe, and our fans also. Stay safe out there.
Absolutely. You as well, Crispy. We will talk to you next week at this time. And Joe, some big ones coming up this weekend for the Predators against the Stars. And it's interesting, this rivalry, you know, honestly, there's been some good physicality to it in the last couple of years. But I think Dallas has gotten the better end of that most of the time just based on their size and the personnel that they've had. You know, we've talked about the skill and the concerns we have in the top six, maybe with scoring depth with this group. But I think in this game, with the style of play that the Stars like to play, I think this Predators group matches up against the Stars better than they have for the last couple of years based on the new guys they brought into the fold, the physicality that comes with that, and just the way Dallas likes to play the game. Like, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, you thought of the Dallas Stars as like this high-flying, high-scoring offensive team. They're really not built that way anymore. I mean, you still have Sagan when he's healthy. Jamie Benn's not the same player that he used to be. Pavelski's come in and adds a nice punch there as well. But they're not the same just run-and-gun offensive team they used to be. I think that matches up well for the Predators based on this new roster and the style of play that we've seen thus far.
Yeah, well, and I think that this is a good test, too. This is a good test of what the Preds have been talking about and what we think we're seeing to see how it works against a team that has, frankly, roughed them up, and in particular, of course, in that playoff series, but even, you know, last year at times. You know, this is one of those teams that serves as a measuring stick if you want to be a more physical, gritty team.
It does, and with that being said, it's almost time for Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. The Preds taking on the Stars tonight. They'll take them on Sunday as well. If you can be the first caller at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025, you will have the opportunity to guess your goal scorer for the Preds tonight against Dallas. And if that player scores, you will win a prize pack brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. So get to dialing on those phones, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Preds Pick to Click coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.